Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's happening, guys? Welcome back to Born Offside. Another week with these two beside me, Olan Tekkers.
What's going on?
Big Verge on the back of the jersey. You actually got Big Verge printed on your jersey?
Yeah, always. It's for the day ones, you know?
Yeah, all right.
That's why, why I got to keep it there for the ones that
you know, the ones
following from the day ones.
That's true.
Big Verge, yeah.
That's true. That's how you separate the
Do
real
you
fans.
Feel like Big Verge is not as much a part of this part of your life?
I think it's like it's the OG me, you know? It's like the start.
Yeah.
So I've always got a connection with Big Verge.
Yeah. Did people ever point at you in the street and go, hey, Big Verge?
If they're, some
if
guys.
If they're an OG.
If they're an OG, like, because obviously I've got the new wave that maybe NRL or AFL or whatever, but the OG's got Big Verge. I'm like, oh, you're a day one.
Yeah.
You're a day one. Okay.
That's true.
I feel like your version of that is Catalina.
It's a kicking off with
kicking
cat.
Off with cat.
Kicking off with cat.
Has to be kicking off with cat, for sure.
Yeah.
I still like kicking off with cat.
But that's still your username, is it not?
No.
Cut that completely.
It's on my TikTok, but I think, you know, I just found it kind of weird that people didn't actually know my name.
Right.
Like, that's good.
That's kicking off with cat.
Kicking off with cat.
No, I wanted to also represent the Lebanese, like bring the hadad out. There's no hadads in sport. I'm like, this was my opportunity to get us back out
there.
A lot
of hairdressers, though.
A lot of hairdressers, Pierre.
You know?
Yes.
A lot of hairdressers. Yes,
true.
If I meet your hairdresser, male, female, and they're Lebanese, I trust them.
Mm. I love that.
Why are Lebanese barbers and hairdressers so good?
Because we have so much hair.
That makes sense.
Genuinely, like, we know what to do with hair because we just got a lot of it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense. Let's get into some football news. The A-League's now well and truly underway. The women round two, the men kicked off this weekend. No Goodwin, no worries. Adelaide smacked the defending champions, the Mariners, 3-0. You went down to the Wanderers?
Yeah, I did. I went to the Wanderers game on, I think it was Sunday. Mm. Shout out to the guy who came up to me and said, I watched the Born Offside poddy, man.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. Fuck. But
don't take that to heart, because Olan forgets my name most of the time as well.
Yeah. But I always love it when football fans come up and say, yeah, we watched the poddy and stuff like that. But it was a good atmosphere. Shout out to Tate Russ as well, man.
He's back,
it's been 532 days or something like that since he played his last game in the A-League.
Did he have two back-to-back injuries?
Like an injury, and then when he was coming back, he got the ACL.
Oh, no.
And he looked amazing to me. He looked very sharp. He looked up and down. Looked very positive. So I was happy to see that for him as well, man. I gave him a little text after the game.
Hopefully we'll have a chat to Tate, because I remember Tate was meant to be one of our first guests, but then he hurt himself.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, I wasn't going to come on the pod if he was injured. And
Hopefully we can get him on.
Yeah, give him a couple weeks to just get back in the groove, and then he can tell us all about it.
How was it? Decent crowd?
It was an all right crowd. I just think they need I just wish they sectioned it better in terms of the crowd, because
it's too spread out.
Everyone's all spread out. If they put everyone just on the bottom levels, it'd look a lot better.
Yeah, I agree.
But they open up to the top, and I'm like, you know, it just looks all spread out. It looks everyone's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'd rather them just not open those top levels and just have it on the bottom.
Is that at Combank?
At Combank,
Because it's such a nice stadium to watch the game, but you need just that first section.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A draw. Draw for the one. Lots of draws in the first week. Bulls, Brisbane, Wanderers, Phoenix, Perth Glory, and Jets all drawing. Mm-hmm. Sydney lose.
Yes.
To victory.
How was that game? You guys were there. Well, you were there, weren't you?
I was down at that one. Yeah, I was down at that. It was a bit disappointing for Sydney. I mean, credit to victory. I think victory deserved the win. I was saying at halftime it could have been 2-0 victory already. Mm-hmm. Sydney were doing well to stay in it at 0-0. Yeah. They had good chances. Squandered a few and then buried them 2-0 in the end. Sydney just is a mixture of a couple of things. I question the manager. I don't want to be that guy, but I question the management a bit, and I also question the back line when Rodwell's not playing.
And I noticed that he wasn't
when he's not playing. And we know he's good for 5 injuries a season, unfortunately. When he's not playing, they just don't look like a squad. Lots of young talent. Their most experienced head, you know, their new centre back is 24. Then you've got a 19-year-old next to him. Yeah,
they're a young squad.
And a 20-year-old left back. And I think you see that. Whereas Victory had a very experienced back four. You know, you've got Gerrier, you've got Traore on the other side. You've got your two centre backs, the Porco and the other one.
But when you've got Fornaroli scoring the goals as well. Like, yeah, there is a lot of experience.
There's a lot
there.
Of experience in that victory side. And good to see, even a player, Azani, still pretty young, but he's been around. You know what I mean? So they've got a fair few of them. And the young Zinedine as well played well. So it's good to see. And Western United beat City. You become a Western United fan all of a sudden. You keep chatting about
it. It's not all of a sudden. It's working, you know, across the women's game last year. Yeah. I just, look, obviously we saw Western United win. The men's team won their debut year. Mm. Then we saw a very, very similar story for the women's side. Mm. And I just think it's a really cool story.
Yeah.
What was the crowd like at
They didn't say it. Mm. They didn't put it on the screen. Last week in the women's game, they put it on the screen. Mm.
Did it feel pretty full?
Yeah, how big did it, like, did it feel full?
I was guessing maybe like, I think there were more than the women last week, but not a whole lot more. So the women was 11 and a half. I think maybe 15, 16, I would guess.
And I'd imagine a large portion of that is Sydney FC.
Yeah, Melbourne had a little baby, not that much.
Do you think with everything that happened with the Victory fans last year, I'm curious to see what the turnout's going to be like.
Yeah.
If there's still a bit of bitterness with the fans.
I think if they keep playing the way they're playing, it'll be fine. That's the thing that hurts me. Like I'm sitting there and I'm watching the game and I'm like, I'm disappointed right now for football. I don't care really who wins, but I care about the spectacle of football. Mm. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking around and I'm like,
same. I want
more goals. I want Sydney to put on a show so that these people come back and bring their friends. They're going to get less crowd next time because they're not, it's not even about losing the match. It's about putting on a show, inspiring. There was no players, you know, doing nice moves, or there was no like expansive attacking football. It was boring at times, you know?
I'm not going to say the Wanderers game was boring in a sense, but that flair aspect was definitely missing.
Yeah.
I know we've brought in a lot of like new players, so I'm still trying to get to know everyone and stuff like that. And even the kid that we brought in from PSV, I forget his name, but I was like, he's played PSV, played Feyenoord as well. Like top league in Holland.
Yeah.
And he came in and he looked a little bit below the level.
Really?
I was a little bit shocked, to be honest. So we're missing that flair aspect. Look, last year, I feel like we had it a little bit in certain aspects. You know, Yenge coming off the side. It's tough. Who's killing it at Portsmouth? I'm like, well, where are all the flair? I like the flair. I like the number 10s. Barella was there running around. I could see he was frustrated. He was so frustrated out there. Give it time. First game.
Give it time. Although Mark Rudin is not a flair type manager.
He's not a flair type.
He'll get results, but he's not a flair type manager. And I think that's what we're missing. I think it's a management thing. Mm. Like, I look at it and I think maybe there's the pressure of like, there's only one league. If you get sacked, there's nowhere to go. Mm. There's no second division, you know? So I look at like someone like Steve Corica. I think he's just playing it safe. You know,
it's one of those guys, right, where like his job has been under question for quite some time.
Yeah.
So playing it safe seems like the easy option. Moment.
How were Wellington?
Wellington, they were pretty strong. Because
this is Italiano's first game.
Yeah, they had a striker who was causing a little bit of problems. But they were just very, very solid. And they were block of four. Kind of like that block of four sitting in and then catching us on the counter when they can.
Yeah.
If any team was going to score, it was going to be us. It was going to be the Wanderers. Okay. But they were pretty much... look like they came there for a draw.
Yeah. Because I'm for, like, you know, we get excited when new players burst on the scene. We get excited when there's young players. I also get excited when there's young managers. That's why I'm excited for Chief at Wellington, Giancarlo, because he's an NPL manager.
Yeah.
And now he's finally got the story. Yeah. And same with Jets. I thought Jets were exciting. I think they showed some holes, but they got a 2-2 draw. They came from behind twice. They scored two good goals. And Stano's an NPL head as well, you know. So I'm excited for those NPL young managers. Like, it's just as much as we want young players, get the young coaches in. There's so many coaches around the nation.
Good opportunities. What do you think about the decision now that's obviously been reversed?
Yeah,
the unity round.
Soccer Twitter is apparently saying, like, you know, football's back and stuff.
So. Yeah, football's back. It was big. And now we've got a unity round instead, which is like a magic round.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah, so that's what they replaced
it. When is that? Do we know?
January.
So, like the grand final thing obviously is no longer going to happen.
They had to give Sydney, like New South Wales government, something. So they managed to like meet halfway. Oh, okay. So they'll still have this unity round in Sydney.
Kind of like a magic round in Sydney. Yeah. And all the teams all
I think it's all male, all female.
I believe so.
That should be sick.
That's going to be good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
And that technically, like from a commercial perspective, you'd think that you're going to hopefully get like a really good turnout out of that.
Because you've better got than a final.
Every team.
You got everyone there.
You're not in knockouts. You're not in a period where like people aren't there.
No, it'll be sick. It'll be so good. So I think that's a great decision. Danny Townsend leaves as well. Mm. He's officially left.
A job for the Middle East.
He's going, I've heard he's going to Saudis.
Oh, really? He's going to Saudi.
Is that a surprise?
I mean, it's not a surprise.
If they say he's going to the Middle East.
Well, it could be Qatar.
He's going to Saudi.
He's got Saudi money.
Yeah.
He will be.
Did you guys see, speaking of Saudi Arabia?
Wait, no, he had money. I didn't know he had Saudi money.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he'll have Saudi money soon.
Saudi money soon. What'd you say?
Speaking of Saudi Arabia, did you see that they want to host the Women's World Cup?
Yeah.
In 2035?
Fantastic.
What?
Yeah.
I think this is good.
I think it's great.
Is it positive?
Well, yeah. I think it's...
Why is it good?
Because...
Given all the, you know, the how they view women...
Well, let's be real. Yes. They've been... There's a conflict with certain, you know, values in Saudi Arabia that do conflict a lot with women's football because of the way that women's football is.
Here's the problem, right? This is where you got to... Like, where do you draw the moral line? Because... Take the Qatar World Cup. Should the World Cup have been in Qatar? Qatar have slaves. They do all these things. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the way I see it is they're going to – like Qatar had to clean up their image because the world was watching.
Mm. Yes.
So I think Qatar's probably become a better country because they hosted the World Cup. Mm. Now, if Saudi are hosting a Women's World Cup, that's going to come with a lot of other pressures. They're going to have to relax a lot. They're going to have to improve a lot.
Yeah, because they can't condemn every person who comes in who – Exactly. Is homosexual.
Mm. Exactly. You can't. That's half the World Cup.
Still going to be. Has it been confirmed yet?
No, they just bid.
It's a bid.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's just so
powerful.
Because they want to host. I think it's also a lot of these people know, like at that level, if we're not willing to host a Women's World Cup, we probably won't get a Men's World Cup.
Exactly.
It's the natural progression of these countries.
I think it's powerful. I think they should do it. A, because it's going to force the country to change. But B, bro, that's Saudi money. Even Danny Townsend's gone. That Saudi money's there. And the men's game is relishing. Why shouldn't the women's game also benefit off that cash?
I agree.
Speaking of Saudi money, do we hear about Jesse Lingard?
He's there now, is he?
No. So Jesse,
he posted a photo. He was there, wasn't he?
Jesse Lingard went to sign for a Saudi team and apparently asked for too much money and they rejected him.
How much must he have asked for?
How much
for?
Could
that's
he
what
ask
I'm saying.
For?
To be rejected by Saudis, nah, you've asked for too much here. That is a new level of like,
I didn't
how much
think
you
they knew how to
for?
Say no over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think that was possible. Maybe ask for Neymar's money. Maybe for the same level as Neymar. And they said, nah, mate.
Shit.
You gotta bring it down a little.
So he's still
levels.
No club.
Still no club, man. And I love Jesse. I'm like a Jesse Lingard.
I like him too.
Jay Lings. Like, I'm a Jay Lings guy.
Yeah.
So.
Damn. Too much money for the Saudis.
Wow. That's too much money for the Saudis.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. The A-League Women's did kick on this weekend as well. And it was another loss for Victory. People are... They signed well.
Yeah, they did. But I feel like I feel like they started pretty slow last season as well,
yeah,
from memory.
They did. But it's good to see Sydney lose. I mean, I don't mean that. I don't
because they're always I get you. I get
you.
I get what you're going with.
I want a competitive league.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We tend to see this kind of like monopoly of Sydney just running
the
show.
Women's. Yeah. In the women's Sydney dominate. So it was great to see Brisbane get a result against them. So great. Aussie football's back. And I'm excited. International break now. The Matildas are going to link up again and play their Olympic qualifiers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Olympic qualifiers.
Yeah, Olympic qualifiers.
Where are they playing that?
Well, they moved to Perth. They're playing at the big stadium. Yeah. Oh,
so nice. Sam Kerr playing at home.
Yeah.
Like properly at home.
Properly at
which
home.
Which is really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, they moved it to the big Optus Stadium. So hopefully they get a big crowd taking on the Philippines as well, who have Torcaso as their manager now.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
Yeah, amazing. Great. Great to see. We're going to go to some international football as well. We'll start in the Prem. Nick Stav.
What about him?
Right,
I hate that guy. I'm joking.
He goes, Chelsea first team to get 3 points for a draw. So he
wait, what?
He's basically saying that Chelsea fans celebrating this draw like it's a win.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean,
I think Chelsea fans feel as though we threw away the game.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
did you see the goal we gave away?
I didn't
away?
See any like, positive Chelsea
and
fan
Declan
comments.
Rice, everyone's like hailing Declan Rice. He had a terrible game and then he just had that goal and then everyone's raving about him.
Yeah.
But it was like, we were almost back for like 60, 70 minutes. And then I was like, nope, we're still not there yet. But, you know, when you look at the collective performance.
It was good.
Better.
It was good. And to see where Arsenal are, they're probably challenging for the Premier League at the moment, you know. See if we can still toggle with them a little bit. That's a positive.
It's Arsenal though.
It's Chelsea too though.
It is still Arsenal, but now we've got to change our
perspective.
Yeah. I still think that, but now I've changed my perspective on Arsenal.
Yeah,
it's
but
taken
no,
about 3 years.
I haven't. Going into that game, I was like, you know what? Chelsea would get a result tonight. I thought Chelsea would win and that's why I was really disappointed when I saw what happened because Sanchez, it's a terrible error, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. We should have won that game. But I was saying it to everyone because Arsenal, right, you can tell me all you want to tell me.
You're
not City.
You haven't fallen for it.
It's not City and it's not Liverpool.
Mm.
It's Arsenal. And at any point, they're capable of a bottle, bro. It's Arsenal we're talking about. And that's why I was like, you cannot tell me. I'm never going to fear Arsenal.
I hear
Come
that.
On, bro.
I feel like I'm changing slightly.
I hear what you're saying.
I was like that, but I fear
City. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I shit my pants when City come into town. Mm. Same with Liverpool. But it's I fear Liverpool. Salah, these guys, fuck, you know, they're scary. Yeah. Arsenal,
but
they're
so
not
what,
there yet.
So what in this current Arsenal squad for you is preventing them from being a threat like Liverpool or a threat like City? Is it because of how young they are?
Just
Do
the
you
name.
Not
it's
feel
the
like
name of Arsenal.
Is it not Arteta's vision?
But I just don't see. I just don't think they're quite there. I just don't see. They don't even know who their best keeper is, right? And that showed again. You got this whole goalkeeping dilemma. You just challenge for
is
a
it
title.
A dilemma or is it depth?
It's not though.
No, it's not.
Because Raya's been playing.
No,
shit.
I know it's
Do you know
not.
What I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
I think someone. I saw a tweet that said like, once you start rotating and saying like, keeper is the one position that does not rotate.
Yeah.
There is the number one and there is everyone else.
Yeah.
That is it. We want to hear rotations.
I actually think Arsenal have complicated their squad a little bit this season. Like the rotation of Zinchenko has been interesting. He came off at halftime. The goalkeeping changes have been very interesting. I just think like they've almost gotten better. And now I think there's the pressure because like you came second last year.
Right.
Now's
Maintain
the pressure
that.
To really challenge. Mm. I think Arteta's bottling it a little bit, but let's see. He's still unbeaten.
Well,
they
set the bar very high, right? Heading into this season to do something like that again.
Yeah.
Because the only way they can do better than last season is to win it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
And that's a lot of pressure.
Look, they're still unbeaten and Chelsea will always turn, as shit as Chelsea are, they will always turn up for a game. And that's why, you know, Arsenal will be pretty happy with a draw. It's a good result. They stay unbeaten. Ange, by the time this potty goes out, I think, 6 a.m. Tuesday, he's kicking off.
They'll
be playing. Hopefully he gets the win. He goes top of the league.
Ange Postecoglou, top of the league.
Unbelievable.
And we were talking about this off air, but what Ange is doing for the Australian voice in England, in the Premier League.
It's huge. You know,
it's exciting.
I was saying, Olan, like, even if one of my videos would go viral in the UK, the main comment was like, what the fuck, you know, you're Aussie.
Mm. What do you
I haven't
know?
Copped one of those in a long time.
Yeah.
And I think it's because he's over there and it's like, you can't use that comment on me because I'll say, bruv, there's an Aussie dominating your league
it's
right
true.
Now.
True. It's amazing what one person can do for the whole culture.
100%. Yeah. You know, 100%. Crispy's written in, Kat Hadaddy literally wrote.
Hadaddy.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's very personal.
Yeah. Kat Hadaddy has been silent on her Liverpool lads, hasn't she?
I've just been silent on social media in general, to be fair.
Right. You're not worried about Liverpool? You're not.
It's early days into the season. Right. I mean, we won the Merseyside
Derby.
It
was a fucking controversial Merseyside Derby. Yeah.
Did you see much of it? No. What was controversial about it?
Ashley Young got sent in the first half for two yellows.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I kind of don't disagree. I mean, the second yellow could have been seen as a little bit soft, but I don't know.
Okay.
But Konate made a challenge, bro, that it's a yellow. He was already on a yellow. It's a yellow without doubt.
Who's home?
Liverpool. Yeah, they went to Anfield. Mm. It's a counter attack. Mm. He stops it. He brings him down. It's a second yellow. They didn't give it.
Ooh.
And still, after all that, it was a VAR handball pen, which gave Liverpool the lead.
It
was just like a.
It was one of them. One of them.
It was
games.
One of them ones. It was one of them
anyway,
ones.
So we won the Merseyside Derby.
A win is a win.
And to respond to Crispy, I've just been laying low on socials. I think it's healthy to take some time. I think the world's gone through a lot at the moment and I was honestly feeling a bit overwhelmed by it all. So I just logged out.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
But I still love my boys.
Still love your boys.
Of course.
It's good to know. No, they're doing well. Look, apparently there was a table that was released saying that without VAR, Liverpool would be top of the league apparently.
Without VAR. So interesting, because people will have you think that it's with
VAR.
They've
lost the most
points to VAR.
Yeah, well, you got to look at it like that.
Last season was a different story though, right?
Yeah.
It did feel like in a lot of instances it was whether or not we should have won the points. And I feel like maybe the system's trying to say like, no, there's no Liverpool bias here. Just take points from them.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this season they're looking back to their best. You know, they've got a proper midfield.
Yeah,
Darwin Nunez looking like the player that I guess you wanted to sign. Hamish George wrote in, though. Thoughts on Victor Osimhen possibly moving to Liverpool? You've got Darwin Nunez. Would you take a Victor
Osimhen as well?
I mean, it's taken Nunez like a solid season to do what he's doing.
Yeah.
I guess the worry is like if you get a player like that in, it's obviously going to take time away from Nunez.
Mm.
Or he's not going to play as
or
much.
Or you sell Nunez.
I don't want to sell him.
No, you like
I like him right now. He's doing what he needs. He's doing what we wanted him to do when we initially signed him.
Mm.
And everyone called him a fraud because he wasn't doing these things. Mm. The last thing I want to do is bring in, you know, another striker.
I don't think he's not a fraud yet. You know what I mean?
I think
I'm still looking at him like, you got to do a little bit more until
like, yeah, yeah, says, I agree with that.
I said, I can see it, I can feel it. He's cooking.
He's cooking.
He's cooking. But I do really like, I do really like Osimhen as well. So yeah, like, I wouldn't be mad.
I hope Osimhen stays in Italy, man. He's so good for the league.
Yeah, I like him as well.
The best striker for a lot of people in the world, Erling Haaland, got back to scoring on the weekend. He scored from outside the box.
Of course he did. Oh, outside the box.
Outside the box.
Okay.
Now,
not a tap
in. Erling Haaland, in all competitions, scored 61 goals for City.
Wow. And that's in one season.
That's in one and a bit
seasons. That's crazy, man.
Right.
Ballon d'Or.
That's only the second one from outside the box.
That's only the second goal.
Yeah.
In all 61.
Yeah.
Wow. To be fair, he's a poacher, but I still feel like he scores. You saying the tap-in merchant?
Well, no, I just want to know. Do you mind?
I don't give a
shit. You don't care how a player scores?
I do not. If you're a striker, you can go in with your fucking dick, mate. As long as it goes in. Doesn't matter, mate. If I'm a centre-back and it goes in your shoulder, goes off your flipping knees, I don't care. Goal's a goal.
Yeah, okay. True.
So it doesn't change the legacy, you know, if the highlight reel isn't as gorgeous as Suarez.
And I still
because, you know, when you look at the Suarez highlight reels.
Yeah, Suarez is fucked.
Do you know what I mean? Haaland will never have a highlight reel like Suarez.
But he can still develop. You never know. He might just start popping out bangers in the next 2 years.
Yeah. To be fair, it's also a testament to whoever's assisting him.
Oh yeah, that's like
he.
Team.
Yeah, but like he doesn't have to be like he knows where to be in the box in order to tap it in.
Yeah. Also, it's like, bro, City dominate teams so much. Like, when is Haaland ever outside the box? You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like the game's always played in the opposition half. Yeah. He's inside the box by default.
That's what I mean. He knows where to be. You know, like he knows the ball's going to be fed to him the right way, and he gets a goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to go around Europe a little bit because there's some other. Actually, you know what? I'm going to stick there. Newcastle. No, because I know where I'm going. I'm cooking.
It's cooking. Let him cook.
Send it to Nali.
Mm.
Oh, the one we touched on last week.
He's in big trouble. He's Italian.
Gambling.
Newcastle hammered Palace. Mm. Right, 4-0 win. They're looking very good.
They are looking strong. We got to put some respect on Newcastle, man. They're actually really, really dangerous.
Yeah. It's an incredible job what they've done. Like
in less than two years, maybe.
Like you've signed Sandro Tonali, but he's not even on. He's on the bench because he's in a betting scandal.
Yeah.
And you got Longstaff scoring and pulling the string. It's not like it's all the new players that have come in and killed
Wilson. They've done really well, mate.
It's amazing. Tonali came in late in the game. They won 4-0. He walked off and he looked a bit upset. Apparently, there were some images of him crying because it could be his last game. He knows he's getting investigated. Yeah. He knows he's guilty.
He's crying.
He's bet on AC Milan matches while he was a Milan player.
Don't you reckon when... you go into... Like, someone said you've done this thing and you start crying, you've just admitted that you're guilty.
Yeah, I know. But I think there's no hiding for him. I think he kind of openly admitted that he's bet on it. They obviously have a lot of beef on him.
So and you know they said it could be 3 years off international football. Like, sorry, not international football, but football
in general. Yeah,
I think. How much did Ivan Toney get? Did we get a confirmation?
Ivan Toney was an 8 month, 8 month ban. Yeah. He was back in September.
I think it depends.
Why would he get 3 years?
I think it depends on what you do. Like Martin De Michelis, who won the Premier League with City, he bet on 29 football matches and didn't get a ban. Because he wasn't involved in any of those matches.
Mm.
Oh. So he was betting on like random games. Right. Mm-hmm. So Ivan Toney, he copped it. But if you look at his bets as well, he never bet against himself.
No.
He only bet to score. Yes. And he did bet against Brentford when he was injured.
Yes.
That's kind of funny.
That's such comedy at the same time.
You know?
He really believed in his own source.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like if they investigate you and let's say you're Tonali and you bet on Milan to lose and you have a shit game, I reckon your punishment's going to be twice
because they know you're maybe swinging it.
Exactly.
Do we even know the nature of the bets though?
No, we don't.
I think it's just that for what he's done and the amount of breaches, like 3 years is the maximum he could receive.
Yeah.
But if he's got good representation, a good legal team behind him, the club supporting him, there's no way he will get 3 years.
I mean, one thing's for sure, AC Milan definitely knew about this when they sold
him. Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt, bro. There is no doubt they knew.
I saw this meme that just reminded me of this meme where it's like, you know that little short African Nigerian kid?
Yeah, the one that's looking at
he basically said Milan after they sold him to
Newcastle
and he's like, business, it's business.
Yeah,
so they already knew he was fucked. So they sold him.
It's like selling a car, you know that engine's gonna pop in a couple of months.
You know, one or 2 years that engine's fucked. Yeah, so you sell it, you get rid of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But there's a few players copping it in Italy. El Shaarawy's one of them as well. Yeah. He's at the center of the scandal.
And he scored, right?
And he scored a last minute winner for Roma. And he's another one. Look, Italians are emotional people. The tears came out as well.
Oh, wow.
Italians are
emotional. They all know they're going down.
They know they're going down.
They're all going down. It's like before you go into prison or something. Like, you just know.
It just makes you wonder though, right? Like with the nature of betting, and we've had this conversation before, I think last season. It's just everywhere.
It is.
How much are the leagues at fault too for how accessible betting is to fans, now to players? Like, it was only a matter of time before the issues that we see in the rest of the world, like we have this silent pandemic, which is gambling addiction and all these things that happen. It's only a matter of time before it seeps into the leagues themselves and the players are impacted by it.
You think as a player, like, you wouldn't go near gambling, like, you know what I mean? You don't need to.
And they're earning good cash.
You're earning luck, you know what I mean? So it's obviously the high of getting a win or like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think, the thing with that their family members and their friends affect them a lot as well.
Yeah.
I was doing some research on players that have been done. Kieran Trippier got done.
You did a starting 11.
Yeah. Kieran Trippier got done because he...
How long ago was this?
This was when he was moving to Atleti. He got done and he got fined a shitload but it wasn't his fault. He messaged his boys, like his close boys, in a group chat, saying he was going to Atleti, like he's moving to Spain. And one of his boys put a bet on him to move to Atletico Madrid. And he got done for it because he's leaking the information, but he didn't tell his mates to get money. So that's where it's tough for these guys, bro. You know, like,
boys are going to Atleti.
And a lot of these lads come from humble beginnings. Their mates are still also
Normal. Yeah, normal lads. Yeah. Like, oh man, I'm gonna chuck that on right now. So bang.
Looking to make a pound. But while that was funny as well, El Shaarawy scored in the last minute. Big win for Roma. Needed it. Jose Mourinho then gets sent off right after.
Mourinho.
The chosen one.
Of course.
Special one.
The headline has to be about him.
Keeps giving himself reasons to be chosen as well.
Yes. So he turns to the Monza. They beat Monza 1-0. He turns to the Monza bench and did a crying face to him like that.
Love Mourinho.
He got sent for showboating. But this has an actual story.
Okay.
During the week in Italy. Yeah. So Papu Gomez. Mm. Yeah, Papu Gomez. Great player. Argentinian. Yeah. Phenomenal player. Plays for Monza now. He's older. He is going to be banned for 2 years, I reckon. It could pretty much end his career. He got done doping. But the drugs, I don't know what the drugs were, but he came out and said he was feeling a bit sick. His son was sick or something. And he had some of the cough syrup that his son has. And then he got tested and he was positive. And this was around the... This was in November last year.
But he wasn't positive for cough syrup, was he?
I don't know. I don't know what he's... He must have been. I don't know. He reckons he was trying his son's medicine.
He's saying he's positive from his son's shit, but it was probably something else.
It was probably something else. Yeah. This was before the World Cup as well. He was allowed to go. He played the World Cup and he won the World Cup. But anyway.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
Remove his medal.
Yeah. So, but he said, oh, it was just my son's medicine. So then what happened was they asked him about the game. This is before he got done.
Yeah.
They were asking him about the game against Roma. And he said, they asked him about playing against Jose Mourinho. He goes, the only thing I remember about Jose was beating him in the Europa League final when I was at Sevilla.
Ooh.
Jose wasn't going to let that go.
Jose doesn't. He remembers everything.
So Jose sits down for his pre-match.
What did you say?
Yeah. He sits down for his pre-match press conference and he coughs a bit and he goes, oh, sorry, I'm feeling a bit unwell. I just didn't want to have any cough syrup in case I get tested today.
Oh, wow.
Right, so Jose's clapped back in the press conference.
Yeah, love that.
And then when they've scored the 1-0, he's turned to Papu Gomez and done the crying.
Oh, he's looking at him.
Yes. Love so it. Jose will
respect,
never.
Respect.
You can imagine Jose just going, yes. I will do the cough at the
place. I will
cough. He was just like, I know exactly what I'm going to do with this information.
He's just such a showman. I absolutely love him. Over in Spain in the meantime, Sergio Ramos played against his old team.
He did.
There's some beef here.
He was fighting everyone. Proper Ramos.
I saw some clips of Sergio Ramos. Him fighting with Vinicius. Was it Vinicius?
Yeah, at one point he was fighting Rudiger. At one point he was fighting Bellingham. He's just fighting. I love that.
Now, I'm someone who... for a long time, just said, I don't like Sergio Ramos. Why didn't I like him? Because every good thing he did was always against a team that I liked.
Right.
Against Barca, Liverpool. Against Liverpool.
Yeah.
You name it. Even on an international level, like I always liked him for Spain, but you know, you'd see him do dirty things against other teams and you're like, what are you doing? When he signed for Sevilla, I went, you are unreal. Yeah. Like, I love you. Yeah. I love this decision that you've made. When everyone else is moving to Saudi or the MLS, you've taken a cut and you've gone back to your boyhood club.
Yeah, who are struggling and need it.
There's nothing I love more in football than stories like that.
Yeah.
And then to see the way that he played against his old club.
Fuck yeah.
I love it.
Just this guy is unreal.
Yeah, he's not doing the whole kissing and hugging.
No.
Oh, I love you. I used to play for the club. Nah. I'm a legend. He's like, nah, fuck you.
No, he's like,
you,
bro. Sevilla is my team now, and I'm going to fight for them.
Yeah, he's got that dog in him. That's why we love him. Yes. And he got the 1-1 draw, which was a great result.
Great result. Because there, you need a scroll to see where Sevilla is on the table.
Yeah,
right,
they're struggling. Exactly right. So that was big. There was a moment in the game, and this is just Spain, isn't it? Another racial moment against Vinicius Jr.
It's always against Vinny as well.
It's always against Vinny. I think it's because he's that good. They just
Exactly. What are they going to say? It can't be about his football.
I know. And then it ended up with a bit of a brawl in the players, and it didn't get too out of hand. But we had a question here from Hamish George about that incident. It happens to coincide in the same week that Premier League's gone out with their whole No Room for Racism campaign.
Yeah.
And in Spain, we're just having the same old issues.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but football fans. Yeah. I mean, you've lived there. I'm not saying Spanish people are racist. No, that would be a massive generalization.
That's exactly what they are. Sorry.
but I have said this before on this show. Like, Spain is the most racist place I've ever. I've only lived it here and there.
Right.
And let's just say, at the very least, in comparing life here versus life over there, the use of terminology and like phrases over there that I, when translated, you just wouldn't say here.
Yeah, the way they speak is different as well. Yeah, right. That's true. Same and in South America.
And I think also, well, that's a whole other issue there too, is the way that they look at South Americans and the people who have immigrated back to Spain and the jobs that they have. And it's just one of those things where it's very prevalent. Mm. We are racist in Australia.
Mm.
I mean, there's plenty of evidence of that. Mm. But I think...
Name me a country that's not one.
No, I know.
Is there a not racist country in the world?
No, I think like we have each country has a level of racism that is accepted.
Yeah, yeah.
And you say
they accept more in Spain.
I think that they do. Yeah. And well, I think it's same ignorance
same
as well.
In Italy as well.
Italy as well.
Italy is like really bad too. But I don't think it comes from a we hate other races, we hate X, Y, and Z. I think it comes from a place of ignorance.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a lack of education. Yeah. It's that they don't see the bigger picture, or that they think that what they're saying is okay because their parents said it and their grandparents say it. And I think, you know, we're ethnic. I can happily say that there was a lot of things that my grandparents said growing up that I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I can't believe you'd say that, but I don't repeat it because I'm more educated than they are sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's extremely racist, but I think it doesn't come from like that area of like trying to condemn other nations and stuff. I think it's just ignorance.
Mm. And there's the racial ignorance, but there's all types of ignorance from football fans. This is the thing, you know, 2 weeks ago I saw a video, I think it was a championship game. I'm sure it was a QPR fan or a Reading kid. Did you see that one? It was a perfectly filmed video of these two English lads and they're in the away bay and they're putting their fingers up and they're like, fuck off, like that. And then they scan the video and like they're doing it to a kid because the kid's holding up the scoreline.
I did see that.
Oh, yeah,
the kid's going
2-0. Yeah, he's going 2-0, 2-0.
And
these
two grown men are swearing at like a six-year-old kid.
Six-year-old kid.
You know, and that's what I mean. Like there's a lot of... dumb football fans which ruin it for the rest. And that happened at the City game on the weekend.
Mm.
So, you know, there's another thing actually we want to pay tribute to, and we had a few people asking us to mention Sir Bobby Charlton passed away.
I know.
RIP.
Right? An absolute English football legend. For a lot of people, the answer to Pele in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then also survived the Munich disaster as well. Was one of the only surviving members of that team. Went on to win a World
Cup. That's
so
sad,
you know, everything. Phenomenal player. And just a phenomenal man by all accounts. Passed away on the weekend, 86, I believe he was. Lived a good life.
Very good life.
But everyone paid tribute all around Europe. Mm. Yeah, even in Spain, we saw the tributes, right? Mm. But some City fans were yelling, Bobby's in a box. They were doing the Bobby's in a box, right? Of course. And then this is what people were labeling. Like, Liverpool fans came out in support and they said, see, this is why City are just like scum of the earth. Because like, even Liverpool who hate United were like, bro, you've got to respect
them. Yeah.
But there'll always be a little group.
There'll always be a small group.
And City have gone into big investigative internally. They've asked for footage of anyone that can identify these people because City want to remove them personally, right? And that's saying something because they don't have
any
fans.
Absolutely. But I would go as far as saying like, all the fans are gone. We've got like two fans.
Yeah, but it's good. It shows that they're not standing for it. I think that's powerful when the club themselves, like if Sevilla come out and go, let's find this person who says something about Vinny. It doesn't, Real Madrid don't have to get involved. Sevilla do it themselves. That's powerful. Yeah. Yeah. That's powerful.
It definitely is. And it's what they stand for.
Yeah.
If they're saying no racism in the Premier League, then act on that.
Yeah. But anyway, fans are stupid. Spain, quick one. Greenwood. Let's have a Greenwood update. He's still there.
What's happening?
What I mean? Spain? Little ignorant.
Yeah. Little ignorant.
Like, I love the country. It's my second home, but there's a lot of questionable decisions there.
I don't have an exciting story about Greenwood. It's just that although fans were yelling at it, they continue to yell, die, Greenwood. A few games.
Jersey's still selling.
Apparently, they have a no junk food policy at Getafe, but he was seeing this old man at Burger King. Burger King.
Wait, what?
I'm confused. Wherever
it's like the worst advertising for Burger King ever.
Yeah, it's just him and his old man. His old man looks like, looks like the type of guy that would
love a bit of Burger King.
Yeah, okay, we'll go there. I was going to say do some other stuff, but yeah.
Let's go with Burger King.
Yeah. Burger King. Apparently, he's got an exemption. He's allowed to have his junk food. No other player is.
So everyone on the club is not allowed and he's allowed?
He's allowed.
There's probably a lot of exemptions for him.
I think there's a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't think that's the only thing he's exempt from.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the law. But anyway, Greenwood's still there. The European adventure continues. I take you to France. PSG.
Let's go.
The only club anyone cares about in the French league. Yeah. That's harsh.
That's very harsh, but true.
But true. Monaco were top though. Credit to him. Alexander Golovin. Russian yes. guy, taking the piss. Great player. Anyway, PSG is what I want to talk about.
Okay. How do they do?
What is the top selling shirt for Paris Saint-Germain? Like
Mbappe.
PSG.
Yeah, you've got to say Mbappe.
Mbappe's second. Mbappe's second.
Who's first?
Don't say it.
Who's the most selling jersey at Paris Saint-Germain?
Neymar and Messi's not there anymore.
They're not there anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Current. So they've got to be there.
It's not like... what's the centre mid's name?
Even Verratti's gone.
Verratti's gone?
Yeah, Verratti's gone.
Jesus, who's left there?
gotta pull up. I'm going to pull up the most recent
PSGs. I mean, you got Donnarumma, you got Kimpembe, you got Hakimi's there. You know.
It's not Hakimi.
You're not buying a right back's kit.
Nah, it's not Hakimi.
Let's be real. We don't buy
you're not buying a keeper. It's got... Who else is there?
The number one selling jersey. Do you want to have a guess before I tell
you? I'm going to look at the most... Like the lineup from this most recent game.
Yeah, give me the starting 11.
Okay.
So just give me a.
All right. So, Ramos, but not obviously.
He's not
the other Ramos. No, the other Ramos.
Gonzalo Ramos. Yeah, the striker.
Mbappe, Bacola, Lee, Vitinha.
Oh, Dembele, is he there? Is he there?
Dembele's there.
He is there.
Is it Dembele? It's got to be. It has to be in Dembele.
It's not Dembele. Dembele.
It's not Dembele, but you did say it.
Is it Lee?
It's Lee.
It's the Korean fans.
It's Lee Kang-in.
It's the Korean fans.
Lee Kang-in is the highest selling Paris Saint-Germain jersey this season.
What?
Can you believe it? The South Korean international has only played a handful of games. He joined from Mallorca for 19 million, still a decent transfer fee. He's absolutely dominating jersey sales in the whole Asian continent.
How good?
That makes sense.
And I want to say, onside or offside, signing a player for the marketing potential. I'm not saying it's only that.
No,
Madrid did with Beckham?
That's what I'm saying, right?
Looks like Lee's getting more time than Beckham did.
I think that's onside. It's a very smart business move.
Yeah. Right? I think...
Let's address the elephant in the room, which is that at the end of the day, football is business.
Yeah, of course.
They are always looking for a way to make their money back. You don't go and buy a player because they're a top player, but you're like, oh, we might lose a bit of money on him.
Yeah, well, think about Paris is like one of the coolest clubs as far as merch goes.
Yeah.
Everyone's rocking Paris jerseys.
Yeah, because it's...
Even I have some sick PSG merch. Like, the line that they've made is unreal.
They're still sponsored by Jordan, right?
Like, Yeah, it's still got the Jordan.
Yeah.
There's not many clubs that are sponsored by Jordan.
As far as Asian players go, Son's the best.
Yeah.
Probably can't get him at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's like, bang, pick up Lee, comes in, sell jerseys all throughout Asia, not just in South Korea. Similar to, I remember when Man United were like the Man United. I remember Park Ji-sung.
That jersey was like the
number one selling jersey.
I think all my mates even had one. I mean, United fans rocking that Park Ji-sung jersey.
What a player he was.
He was like, oh man, he was unreal.
He was Mr. Reliable.
I love that because I think people underestimate how good like the quality of football is in South Korea. Like what comes out of South Korea, how... they run a tight ship there, like the academies and everything. They create great talent.
Like kind of like Asian player to win a major like cup like that. He must have been the OG.
I remember Nakata was big. Nakata in the Italian Serie A was big. And then I remember Shinsuke Nakamura at Celtic.
Yes, Nakamura.
Do you remember he used to hit a free kick and a half, right? But yeah, like Park Ji-sung was big. I think in the Prem,
he
was the man for Asia. For a while. But I think Son's passed them all.
Yeah, Son has probably
definitely
passed. It's just unfortunate that Tottenham who don't win stuff. Mm. But he's like, that as far as change. Quality goes, fuck, he's unbelievable.
He's so cute he answers questions and stuff. I saw he did an interview, post-game interview a couple of weeks ago, and he was holding his mic. You probably saw this on social media. He was holding his mic, and then when he was done, he like laid it down really carefully on the table. He's like, is it okay here? Yeah. It's like live TV.
He's so polite.
He's so polite. He's so respectful. Yeah. Yeah, he's a captain, sweetheart.
Bro. Can you imagine?
Yeah, he's captain.
Skipper. Like, he wouldn't be one of the
skipper.
You got your Roy Keane skipper. And you got your Song Hong Min skipper.
I would love to just see a conversation between Ange and Son.
Yeah.
Because he seems, Ange is very, you know, straightforward.
Yeah. Hey, Son can lose his shit, but
Remember him and the keeper?
Lloris in the Spurs doctor.
He went and he felt bad about that. But. Yeah, in the moment.
He's cool, man. What a player. I'm a big, big, big fan. If I didn't, I don't hate Spurs. I kind of do.
But there's nothing to hate. If I didn't dislike
Spurs that much, I'd probably buy a Son jersey, but I couldn't be seen in a Spurs jersey. Let's go to some reality.
Yes. Reality.
Shall we some reality? Emily Jack wrote into the pod, Figo Affair doco on Netflix is awesome. She sent the
Figo. Luis Figo.
But I don't think she means affair. Is there a doco just on Figo?
Maybe.
Going to...
Do you remember how
different clubs and stuff?
Yeah. I don't think it's actual affair.
Oh, okay.
I think there is a doco. I think the Figo doco is on Netflix now, the one where they basically show like his transfer from Barca to Real and the whole pig's head getting thrown at him and all that shit. I think that's what she's referring to. But okay.
It's not like an actual affair of him, his private life.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But we're going to go there now.
Fair.
Because I'm going to use affair and Netflix to get into Bex one more time.
Figo.
David Beckham. Rebecca Luce. Is it Luce? The one that.
Yeah, the one that he had a little fling with.
Had the fling with. She's coming out again.
Oh, of course she is. It's relative.
But it like, kind of pissed me off. Like, it's done.
It's near, but he's trending right now. Everything is Bex.
Yeah, but even if you slammed Bex back in the day, why are you bringing it up 20 years later? I don't know. She was relative. His personal assistant.
Yeah.
So your future husband, don't let him have a fit personal assistant.
Yeah, you got to vet them.
You know what I mean?
Get them out of there.
Mm. There's no need for the personal assistant to be good looking.
There is no need.
There's no need. That's not what they're hired for.
It's true.
So you make sure.
I'm taking notes, boys. Don't worry.
She's a big bopper showstopper. You make sure. Okay?
Big bopper showstopper.
You make sure.
I love that.
You make sure. She's personal assistant / bodyguard is what you
Righto,
want.
Yeah.
All right? Front rower. But anyway, Victoria learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
And so she's come out. She's done a few more interviews, as they do, 20 years later.
Like, yeah.
She said it did happen. You know, we did. And she told a story about some text messages. Apparently used to do the old sexting.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
This is how far back she's going.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Claude, our listeners know how you feel about sexting.
Do they?
Oh,
yeah. Because you talked all about it when we were
with Aaron.
Aaron.
Well, he's in a long distance, you know.
Yeah. Nothing Claude is a big fan.
There's nothing wrong with sexting.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. You sexed?
Time to time. Depending on my mood.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with it. Anyway, we digress. So she was talking. I didn't even know the text messages back in then. Yeah, the old SMS, MMS. If you want to send a photo, it would load.
Oh my God, imagine.
Oh my God, remember that.
It would load.
A few pixels at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Anyway, she's come out that. She said she was very hurt by Bex when she found out that she said, we were texting and it was getting naughty. It was fun. Then suddenly I got a text from a Spanish bodyguard. Apparently Bex had been laughing about it with his friends and showing everyone the text messages.
That is embarrassing.
Good to know Bex is just one of the lads. Like, you know what I mean?
I got a text from his Spanish bodyguard. That's so good.
That's so bad.
Anyway.
Would you guys do that?
What?
Nah. Have you ever done that?
What?
Like had such a... ludicrous conversation with a girl that you had to show your mates. You're like, I don't even know how it got here. Look at this.
I have.
No comment.
Because you know what?
Not in a bad way, like taking the piss. Like more like, look. Like,
yeah, because girls show each other everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they show each other more than guys. I think.
But I also will go as far as saying, bro, there is nothing stronger than bro code. Because girls keep secrets and stuff, but the way that men keep secrets with each other, next level.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Bro code is crazy.
We'll assist as well.
I saw what you posted. Did you put something? Was it on your close friends or something?
It happened in Bali. I don't want to like bring it up, but it was fucking hilarious. Like my mate, we had these fucking birds in the fucking booth. Oh shit, I'm sorry. Anyway, we're here. We had these fucking birds in the booth or whatever. We're all drinking, having a good time. And I hear him go, yeah, back in Sydney, I fucking own a jet and I've got a nightclub. And she goes, oh, is he? And I go, yeah, man, he's minting.
Yeah, you straight away know.
I didn't even bat an eyelid.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And lads are really good with this. Like, I think a lot of girls sometimes don't realize, like, I don't need to know what the story is.
Yeah, you'll play along.
If I walk in and my mate's having a conversation, like, I will just go with whatever he says. Yeah. Like, he can say anything, I'll be able to back him up on it.
Top women.
Yeah. We are good with that. But one thing producer Shabs wrote down here, and it was a great pickup, was she said, you know, she thought it was all fun and games. She thought it was a secret between her and Bex until she got a message from his Spanish bodyguard. Could his bodyguard be Andy Bernal?
Oh, my God. The one with all the stories.
Do you remember Andy?
Yes, of course I remember Andy.
Can someone message Andy?
I reckon Andy.
Because you know what? Because there's one thing I can guarantee about Andy. He'll tell us.
He'll tell us.
He'll tell us.
Confirm some stories.
You know what I mean?
Now that the Bex
Stalker is. I think we get Andy back on.
Yeah, he's written another book about Mariners winning the title as well. So we could get him on.
We could do about 5 minutes on that and then jump back.
Yeah, because you two missed the. Were you here for the Andy?
No.
Where was I? I can't remember.
I don't know. You're probably overseas. Yeah. I think we've got to bring him in. I'll sub out. You guys can have a chat with Andy.
Yeah, let's chat with Andy.
You will love to. But anyway, sticking on that. I just thought I'd bring that up.
I love that.
Sticking on that. Victoria Beckham was out at dinner with Messi's missus.
Yes.
What's her name?
Antonella
and Vic went out for
I
call it Vic. We go way back.
Vicky girl.
I love that.
Antonella and
the other
girl. Posh went out for dinner while Messi played the last game of the season for Inter Miami. Okay. Put a big tribute up saying, you know, it's been a great season. We've won this cup, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We go again. So everyone's excited because he's sticking around. But he can now go out on loan until February.
Ooh.
It's a little one.
Like a couple months.
He can do a couple months.
Stint.
Remember, Bex used to do it when he was at LA Galaxy.
He went to Milan.
He
went to PSG. So apparently Messi's open to it. He's open to a move to Barca.
Well, for a couple months.
Right. Barca. Oh. But the Saudis want to bring him in and reignite the Clásico in Saudi Arabia. Oh. Between him and Ronaldo.
So much possibilities. What does he do for a couple months?
Where would you like to see him go?
I like to see him in the A-League.
I don't...
I didn't even know that wishful. Was part so of the equation.
I just think that would just rewrite. I know it's never
Who
possible.
Does he play for, though?
I think he didn't want to come because...
he has to go to Sydney FC. Anyone that comes here from overseas, like a marquee player, I think you have to go to Sydney FC.
Because you're selling the Sydney life as well.
You've got to sell all that, you know?
Yeah.
You have to.
I think he didn't want to come because he was offended by the grand finals decision.
True.
That's what he said. Yeah.
He said he
stands with Soccer Twitter. But now that Danny Townsend's out, I think Messi's open. Yeah.
Maybe.
And you know what? Now that Danny's going to Saudi, he might not want to go there. He might not want to go to Saudi.
Exactly.
Danny Townsend.
Do you know what I mean? He's keen on. He said he's going to come just for Unity round.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
I'd like to see him come Prem for a couple months.
It'd be awesome. Actually, speaking of playing in Australia, the late, great Sir Bobby Charlton, you know his last three clubs are in Australia?
He played for?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who did he play for?
I actually did know that.
Yeah.
But I've forgotten. Is Brisbane one of them?
No, he came and played for Newcastle.
Okay.
Yep.
It wasn't long before the Jets.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
No Jets.
Okay. Then he played for Perth Azzurri, which are now Perth Soccer Club. They still exist.
Hmm.
And then he finished his last club, Blacktown City Demons.
No way.
City Demons?
You know Blacktown City. Well, I don't know if they're called Demons
Spartans
anymore.
Spartans now or the City?
No, City.
Oh, okay.
Blacktown City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Blacktown City was his
Bobby
last club.
Bobby Charlton's last club.
That's it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, Blacktown City.
I thought I knew that. I did not know that.
Mm.
Big up Blacktown City, man.
That's it. I'm pretty sure Blacktown had a link to Man United at one point. It was probably through Bobby Charlton.
Yeah, it would.
I remember like growing up, Blacktown had like a bit of like, you know, they were
having issues. They're like, oh, if you play here, you might end up at United. Yeah,
yeah, right. But yeah, they do have that. So yeah, everyone's hunting now for Messi. And while they're all doing that, Ronaldo just hits another banger free kick in Saudi Arabia. Ronaldo has the most goals in 2023.
The most goals?
Let that sink in.
The most goals in 2023.
I think. Is that right? Yeah. I want to say, I saw something like that the other day.
When you say most goals...
In all competitions.
Are we saying in any league, anywhere?
I believe in this calendar year, Ronaldo...
No one has scored more goals than Ronaldo.
Haaland hasn't scored as many goals as Ronaldo this year.
Wow.
I believe.
Wow.
I'm going to fact check myself
here. There must be
some. He has 41.
Yeah, he's got 41 and Haaland has 40 in the same amount of games. Now, I know he's in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
But still.
Yeah. Still...
The guy's almost 40.
Still performing at that level.
It's crazy, yeah? Is he getting a little bit slept on? Like, I know we all have our opinion in the GOAT debate. Are people shitting on him a little bit? Since Messi won the World Cup, are people disrespecting Ronnie a little
bit? Yeah, maybe.
Yep, I agree. I do think that.
I did notice that there's...
Just
going to put it out there.
His FIFA card, like, is pretty low.
EAFC.
EAFC 2023,
cat. It's fine.
His player card is really low.
Oh, they did it. What's it? It was like 82 ratings.
Yeah, I went looking. I went looking for him. I went searching for Ronaldo.
Nah, Shabzi, how much is it?
I think he is. Is that 86?
That's disrespectful as well.
It's 86, but you have to proper scroll to find Ronaldo. I was thinking, okay, yeah, Messi's up there. That's cool.
Yeah.
MLS and all that.
Yeah.
Keep scrolling.
I think
I'm like, why am I still scrolling for Ronaldo?
Ronaldo should not be. He has to be 89, at least, minimum 88.
Yeah. Come on. It's funny when Ronaldo was at the height of his game, I was like, nah, bro, Messi's Messi. You know what I mean? Yeah. But now that everyone's jumped on the whole Messi train, I still believe Messi's better. But what I'm saying is, like, I can't believe the disrespect on him. Like,
yes.
Hey, don't forget who this guy is. Forget who this guy is.
I 100% agree.
Incredible. Change the game.
I feel bad for him when I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, he's a man on a mission. He's still scoring goals for Portugal. He says he's going to be at the Euros next year.
Of course he is.
So watch this space, man.
Do you reckon he can win another Euros? Nah, Portugal just not it, man.
You just had that whole convo with yourself.
Yeah, I did.
I like that. I do that all the time.
Portugal are not it, man.
Yeah. Either way, it's great to see him scoring goals over there in Saudi. A lot of people have gone to Saudi and proved you don't just walk in and score goals.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he's doing that and he's absolutely smashing it is good to see. I'm going to finish up with a bit of a fan question.
Then I've got two things.
Oh, shit.
Let's go.
All right. Well, before you get to that, Carmine Barone has written into the pod. He says,
Barone.
Thoughts on linesmen keeping the flag down even when it's an obvious offside?
It fucking pisses me off.
Shit.
I bloody hate it. How many people have got injured because of that?
Exactly.
It's done.
How many people?
And what are you there for?
Even on Saturday or Sunday.
As a centre half, you already don't want to run. When you have to do a 40-yard dash and then he puts his flag up, how angry would you be?
I'm so pissed off.
Yeah.
Like, I've just wasted so much energy on this
1v1. It's his energy too, though, to be fair.
The lino?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
He's running up and down. Yeah,
but I'm thinking
they're
going to score here. Yeah. You could have flagged it about 5 minutes ago.
It's scary. It is scary. I think, look, I get why they do it. In case they get it wrong and the player scores, it'll count as a goal. Do you know what I mean? That's why they let the play go. But it should be within reason. If they genuinely think it's in line and they don't know, fair.
Mm.
But there are some, you're like, mate, you saw that. Like, you saw his offside.
You definitely knew it was offside.
You definitely saw it was offside. And you're just like making them play on it. What's it going to take? A defender like sliding and hurting himself real bad.
Like I think there are quite a few players that have been hurt in the offside decision.
That's shit. That's so
and
shit.
And had to come off.
So kind of mean, I'm not a fan of it at all. What do you got for us? You said you got something.
Well, there was a question from Arat King on my Instagram. Instead of sending it to Bourne, he sent it to me.
To your private one?
To my private. And I read it.
Is that on side to you?
I mean, it was just for you. He was sliding in.
Is that on side? You got a question for the pod and you go straight to Kat's DMs.
Do you know
what?
I
like it. It's, you're playing. It's I can say what you're doing. He's cooking.
He's cooking, you think?
He's cooking. I can see it. I can feel it.
I think he's cooking.
It's a dead end, unfortunately. But the question was, because I obviously said last week when we were talking about paying for sex and all that stuff, I said that was...
In case you didn't
hear it. Yeah, some context is important.
Go back to last week's episode. Spoke about prostitution and a lot of other
things. Yes, but I said that was haram, which is,
It is
just behavior that you know, we don't necessarily look positively upon.
Yes.
He wants to know what you guys deem as haram, because I made it very clear what I think is haram.
Firstly, I'd like to back that up by saying I support all sex workers in the Australian sex industry. I don't think there's a problem with
it. Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah. So I don't think it's haram. I think your honest work is much appreciated from the...
Okay, interesting.
He wants to know what you guys deem haram.
What's haram?
In life?
In anything, yeah.
I mean, give me something that you think is haram.
To be fair, keeping your flag down when you know it's offside is
stealing from people, fraud, like,
he's
you
getting
know. I was going to say something else, actually. There's loads of haram stuff, you know, like doing stuff that's not morally correct is haram. No?
Yeah.
That's haram.
How he says haram.
Haram.
Yeah. Haram. So there's loads of stuff. Basically, like, you know, living against the moral justice of life is haram.
That's true.
That's my haram.
No one expected to leave this pod today with that, those with that words thought. From
there you go. Always providing you with something different. Always.
He thought Alan was going to come out with something funny. No, he's come out with something dead serious.
Yeah.
What was the other question? Did you have two
that
or just
was
one?
A question. Oh, no. I also wanted to ask, because we were talking about Newcastle United.
Yes.
You didn't answer, by the way, but that's fine.
What's haram? I mean.
Yeah, Claude. It's always on the
fence. I don't know, bro. Like, I think you want an answer. You want something like that. That's what you
want. I want
that's
something juicy from
that's
you.
That's what you're fishing for. What's haram? Okay. If I'm going out with a girl and she, this is I think what they wanted from us. They wanted, you know what I mean? They wanted something like this.
Give the people what they want.
If you're going out with a girl.
Do you have a snap score that's too high?
Oh. No, not anymore. But I don't really use it anymore. But yeah, if your snap score's high, that's probably haram.
You know, it's a bit haram.
If you have Snapchat over 25.
Whoa.
Haram.
Haram.
Wow.
Hey, yo, I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, there's no need for it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But sometimes, like, there's just something funny and casual that happens in the day that it's not enough to take photo and text it, but it's funny to snap it.
Yeah, with your mates and stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the interactions that you have with the opposite gender,
no need
on Snap,
Snapchat.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Fair.
My other question, we were talking about Newcastle United.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but we grew up in like the era of the goal movies.
Yeah.
So whenever I see that, Santiago, it makes me Munoz. Think of, exactly, makes me think of that. So I wanted to ask you what your favorite football movies are.
Oh, it has to be goal.
Probably Green Street Hooligans.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, definitely Green Street. Goal's up there. Mm. Just thinking back to it at the time, it was so ahead of its time.
Right?
Yeah. Like for some reason, I actually thought he was out there playing with Madrid. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like scoring goals with the worst technique and it was bending top corner.
It was bending, yeah.
Like
it was terrible.
I was like, oh my God, this is sick.
I remember he hits one. I think it's when he's playing for Madrid. Casillas hits it long. And it comes over his head and he volleys it first time and scores. Like the ball doesn't touch the ground.
The angles are all off.
It's fucking ridiculous.
But it was amazing. Like I genuinely believed like this was what was happening. Yeah. It was like Santiago Munoz, he's the guy.
Yeah. And then they bottled it with goal three. They fucked it completely. Yeah,
they did. Like should have stopped it too.
My football, speaking from football movies or series, Galactic Football. I don't know if you guys remember Galactic Football, but it was like a cartoon. The real ones will know. It was a cartoon on Fox Kids in the UK. And it was like... kind of like they could do different stuff with the ball in the air.
Oh yeah,
like they could like jump up, get it, kick it, go in.
Kind of like the Globetrotters of.
Yeah, it was kind of like they had superpowers, but they all had superpowers, but within the football realm.
That's cute. I didn't know that.
Sick. You probably didn't have it in Australia, but it was.
I love it. Mm. Well, I'll speak for probably most females my age, but bend it like Beckham was massive. Yeah, like I remember, I've never been more excited to go see a movie in my life.
Mm.
And I remember my mum and dad went with me and I came out and I was, from that day forward, whenever I was out on the football pitch, I was like, you got to call me Jasminda.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't call me Jasminda, I'm not responding to you.
That was powerful.
I was so inspired.
Keira Knightley was in
that
whole.
Yeah. I loved Keira Knightley as well, but it was just the best. Like my friend and I, we were the only two females on the team. We used to be Jess and Jasminda.
There was another one like that as well. Not
go on like that.
Yeah. She's a man.
She's a man.
That was the next one I was going
that's
to say.
But that was more. That was like American football, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it was soccer.
She dresses up as a guy to play.
It's Amanda Bynes. Yeah, it was Amanda Bynes, Channing Tatum. Unreal.
He'd be a garbage footballer.
Though. Yeah, he would.
Yeah, but he's so hot.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch that. Her playing now, it is so clearly a stunt double.
Yeah.
The hair wasn't even the same color.
I love the Maradona doco they released recently. It was a couple of years ago. That was top shelf.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen
it. When they're made like with that quality, the research, like getting every person who played any role in his life.
And when it's a person that you know, merits a doco.
Yeah.
Like Benzema's doco was decent.
Yeah,
did any of you watch that? You didn't like it?
Benzema?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It came out like with the whole France scandal.
Yeah, maybe now he is. Maybe now he is. Ballon d'Or winner. Maybe now he can get a doco. Like,
How old is Antoine
Griezmann, Paul Pogba, I'm not watching them.
Yeah, no, you're too young.
I'm not watching a doco on fucking Paul Pogba. Like seriously? Or Antoine Griezmann? Come on.
No. Not Griezmann. Yeah. Too young.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta let it cook. Speaking of cooking, let your career cook.
Finish your career before you do a bloody film.
It's like.
Or a book.
You're just the entree, bruv. Yeah.
It's bruv as well. Yeah. I like that. I love what you say, bruv. That's good. That's good. I like
that.
Good
anyway, that was a good chat.
That was a good chat. Anyway, I think it's time we say goodbye. It's a big week coming up. Champions League's back. And then next week we got Manchester Derby. We got El Clasico as well.
Yeah. Ooh, big week of football next
big
week.
Big week of football. Love as well. That. So no doubt we'll be back. Make sure you're following Born Offside on all your socials. They've been popping off recently, so we appreciate all the love. Make sure you flick us a 5-star rating wherever you get your potties if you're having a good time. We'll see you next week, bro.
Bye, guys.
See ya.